The key to economic revitalization could be in the water. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel. First, an industrial chemical is showing up in low levels in trout from the Great Lakes. It's called perfluoro-1-butane sulfonamide, or FBSA, and can be traced back to detergents and waterproofing products first used in 2003. Lindsay Scullin has more.
Robert Letcher is a senior research scientist for Environment and Climate Change Canada. Almost all of the fish his team tested had detectable levels of this FBSA chemical in their bodies.
We were the first to ever find this compound in the environment, like to demonstrate its presence.
Letcher says companies started using FBSA to replace a different chemical. Studies showed that previous chemical was breaking down and part of it was building up in the food web. In 2006, the Environmental Protection Agency put together an industry-wide agreement to phase that chemical out. So industries replaced it with chemicals like FBSA. And that's the chemical Letcher and his team are now finding in fish. He says scientists often have to play catch-up to figure out if there are problems with new chemicals brought onto the market.
When scientific evidence builds up great enough to basically render a negative decision against a compound and it gets regulated or what have you, companies phase these compounds out and they look for alternatives that are safer, but also to serve their purpose.
He says research into FBSA is so new, they just don't know much about what this might mean for fish or people who eat the fish.
One of the next steps is to look at other species in the food web. That way, his team can figure out if the chemical is building up in other creatures. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lindsay Scullin.
Despite these kinds of clean water problems, advocates say the abundant water in the Great Lakes and surrounding regions could be an economic driver. They say agriculture, manufacturers, and other businesses are looking to relocate and invest here, if the conditions are right. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
Big Cricket Farms is actually a small warehouse in Youngstown, Ohio. They raise crickets for restaurants and specialty foods. Owner Kevin Bachhuber moved from drought-stricken California to this old steel town, in part because there was plenty of water.
Something that we've learned by being here is that it's important to have both water quantity and quality.
The farm was periodically having die-offs, and they'd lose an entire generation of crickets. Bachhuber suspected the city water. Without knowing it, they were providing a highly chlorinated environment, and many crickets just couldn't make it.
I mean, it was horrifying to watch.
Bachhuber says they lost 8 million crickets and 40 million eggs. That meant $100,000 in lost contracts. This might sound like the unlucky tale of a small, quirky business, but Brian Stubbs is hearing an increasing number of stories about the need for clean water in manufacturing. He's director of the Cleveland Water Alliance.
15 years ago, water was within that, relocation mix of a company, maybe like 13th or 14th on their priority level. It's now coming up to 3rd, 4th, or 5th.
Stubbs says businesses want to know how much it will cost to clean the water to meet their needs, and they don't want unexpected contaminants shutting down their production. Meanwhile, Big Cricket Farms has decided to leave Youngstown. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsapple.